You're married.
This is a trailer from a film called Silicon Soul.
Jerry Springer.
And it'll be apparent to you very quickly what this documentary is about.
It's already.
Why are her fingers all fucked up?
I'm sure they weren't expecting
that. For a while.
Oh, what a little beauty. Oh, God, she's so precious. She's just a lovely little girl.
No.
And the people that make those ones, this guy's called Dave
Pitt. Love of my life, Shidore.
I just held her at night and talked to her, and we got through that whole thing together.
Okay.
And I was really scared, and Marina got me through.
They develop full-fledged relationships.
I use the dolls just as a replacement for friendships that I wish I had.
She's going to get a whole new body because her silicone is just at its life expectancy end. They say 10 years is all you'll get out of a tin-based silicone.
There's a lot of things that weren't traditional like 50, 60 years ago that are commonplace now. So I think it's just a matter of time before people say, okay, well, maybe this whole synthetic option that he keeps going on about is something that I should look into.
Yeah, Paul. You thought about the synthetic option, bro?
I mean, you are single now, Paul.
Yeah, I mean,
there's an option for you.
I'm not there yet, boys. I'll let you know if I get there. But
okay.
No.
Yeah.
I have not considered the synthetic option yet. These dolls are, to me, and once again, not to kink shame, but to me, these dolls are uncanny valley to the extreme. They're disturbing. I wouldn't want one sitting around my house. So, no. Not my thing.
Weird, but it's good weird. Weird doesn't necessarily mean bad.
Her hands are really
her
fucked
rotting
up.
Silicone hands at the end.
They're not bad, Paul.
I just can't.
Are we losing our ability to interact with other humans and just going for what's easy and what's in our control?
Raises the right questions about sexism and modern loneliness.
What are those questions?
Okay, so modern loneliness I can see, but sexism? I mean, why? Like, why is it sexist? I don't see the sexist
I don't know
angle.
Either.
Silicone soul.
So these people call themselves idolaters, CJ.
Okay.
Also,
I get it.
Like,
it's got a pun in it. Okay.
Also, like, synthetics.
Right.
They have some different names for
idolaters.
You got it, dude.
Yeah. They got a pun right in their name. That's appreciable.
So what we have here, TJ, is the men in love with their $7,000 sex dolls.
Okay. Where's that?
That is the...
Is that a video or is that a picture?
This is actually a guy that's featured in the documentary we talked about. This is the guy that is having his doll replaced.
Oh, I see. Here we go. The men in love with $7,000 sex dolls, subculture of idolaters who marry and develop romances with inanimate partners after swearing off flesh and blood women.
So they're kind of like incels.
Or MGTOWs.
Incel MGTOW doll fuckers.
I mean, I don't think they consider themselves incels because I think they've just decided to have this relationship with a doll instead.
Right.
So I think they're kind of like, yeah, they're kind of like MGTOWs, I guess, sort of. Maybe that's where the sexism comes in. It's like, we don't want women, we just want dolls. But, like, obviously women don't want these guys either.
And look, but people are still accepting of it. So here's the beginning of the article. The staff at John and Tony's Steakhouse in West Chicago know the couple well. There's 54-year-old John. A genial man with a big, partially toothless smile who works in delivery trucks, and his wife, Jackie, a petite, dark-haired beauty in a wheelchair, whose favorite dish is bacon-wrapped dates. The inseparable pair are a staple at John and Tony's, and it's their annual dining spot for celebrating Valentine's Day. But the waitstaff are accustomed to taking other reservation calls, too. From people who simply want to sit near them to observe John's doting love. So they're kind of like, I guess they're an attraction. Because Jackie is no normal suburban wife. She doesn't talk. She doesn't walk, talk, laugh, or even eat her beloved dates. Instead, she's a life-size doll that John married on the Jerry Springer Show years ago, but he treats her like she's a human princess, gazing adoringly at her and chatting away to his silent bride as strangers look on aghast.
It doesn't sound like they're always aghast. It sounds like some people specifically go to
dinner
and
a show.
John and Jackie are the stars of the new documentary, Silicone Soul.
Dude, I would be so... Let me just say this. I would be so fucking happy if I went to a restaurant and there was some fucking weirdo sitting there with one of these dolls.
I know, dude. Like,
it would be. It would make my fucking
night. It'd
be an
interesting dinner.
Would it not?
Yeah.
It would definitely be
I mean,
awesome.
It would definitely be better than your probably
Jackie.
Average dinner at John and Tony's Steakhouse
I
would be.
I bet you it would.
Jackie, help me wipe your mouth there. You know, that'd be interesting. A doll, a guy that's in love with his doll. I mean, whatever, dude. I mean, it's weird.
I mean, it looked like he was pushing her around the zoo and shit, too.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
In the documentary.
He takes her everywhere.
So, John and Jackie, the stars of the new documentary, Silicone Soul, which chronicles the lives of men who fall in love with dolls, as well as other doll enthusiasts who have interest and motivation separate from sex or romance, such as female artists who use dolls for photography and friendship. So, she's just lonely. She doesn't want to fuck them. They're just her friends.
I'm so lonely.
You know, kind of how, like, you know, a child would do that. This dude here, you see pictured here, is named Dave Cat. He's interviewed a ton of these. Every time they want to talk to people that are into this shit, he's interviewed.
Right.
So I saw him repeatedly.
So he's a media whore, basically.
Yes. He's totally fine talking about it. And then if you go down, there's like there's photos of the process
this
of
is
making.
Like the,
Abyss Creations is a major.
The
a
sex
major,
doll factory or
this
whatever.
This is dystopian as fuck.
What, Paul? You got a problem with this, Paul?
I don't.
I'll buy you one of them, Paul.
Really? I mean, I don't.
Abyss Creations,
please don't.
Based in California, Paul.
I don't
you
want
can
it.
Choose your face
and you can
everything.
Customize your doll.
Yeah, whatever
you
want.
It.
You can have any of these bodies you want. You can have any of these faces you want.
I don't want it.
It's like all your dreams come true.
Get one for you.
They
if
can't
you want
talk.
This, if you think this is so cool, get one for you. I don't want one of these in my house. I wouldn't be able to sleep. With one of these in my house.
Paul, you need to stop being a bigot, okay?
So let's read it. Let's get more inside the minds of these
guys.
Yeah,
I want to get
so.
More inside the mind. Is it over here? Oh, that's just...
So this is Dave Cat.
Inside the mind of the
like
men
I said, yet again, he's
dolls.
Featured again. So this is basically just the setup to it. Like, this is what they're like, you know, the synthetic lifestyle, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So this is...
Hey, look, there's one called TJ, dude.
Oh, it is. Dude, it's like Indian you.
It's Indian
well, this,
TJ.
No, that's Dave Cat. That's not TJ.
Well, where the fuck?
So scroll up.
I am TJ. I am a middle-aged guy who is married to an organic woman.
We didn't fucking read the question yet.
Who? So what?
Go to the top.
Oh, could you introduce yourselves briefly and explain how you fit into idolater culture? I want to read my guy.
Okay, fine.
Read
your fucking dude.
Dave Cat's garbage. TJ is where it's at. I am TJ. I am a middle-aged guy who is married to an organic woman that has significant health issues that prevents us from having total physical intimacy. We had many years of very satisfying sex. We raised two children who are now 24 and 27. About 2 years ago, sex started to become uncomfortable and painful for my wife. For a year, we tried to work through with some alternative means of maintaining the physical part, but it would just end in both of us being frustrated. In addition, as part of normal aging, her desire lessened as well. Yeah, it's I'm sure it's nothing to do with you getting ugly as fuck. She had always kidded... Oh my god, it's long. She had always kidded me about getting a doll to keep me occupied. Several years ago, we had seen Dave Cat on My Strange Addiction, which raised our eyebrows. The one thing we noticed is that this did not seem like an addiction to us, but rather a lifestyle. I like how you guys both just came to the same conclusion watching this. It wasn't like it was...
Oh, you could fuck a doll.
Yeah.
Oh, TJ, you could fuck that doll, TJ. That's what you could do.
I was just thinking the same thing, Maud.
Oh, wow, yes, of course.
Fuck the doll.
No, it was a mutual thing that they just instantly both saw.
Yep.
My wife was thrilled I found the torso, but after a couple weeks, I didn't grow bored of her. I just wanted more that she could give me. More than she could give me. We started having a relationship, but I could not buy clothes for Yuki.
Yuki?
Oh, oh my yeah. God.
This is my fuck doll Yuki?
She's very Yuki? Sensitive.
She's taken on the physical aspect of the relationship from my wife.
Yuki, though?
Yuki.
All right.
Oh, Yuki, Yuki. Mmm.
Yeah, this is pretty yucky, so.
Yuki? Yeah, it's yucky. How about Lapruda, huh?
What?
Lapruda, dude.
That, there's a D in there that you're forgetting.
Lidpruda. Lidpruda.
Proto, TJ.
The first thing that struck me about the community culture around love dolls is the diversity. It's global, for starters, and includes people from many backgrounds and across different phases of life. You'll be hard-pressed to get a group of randoms in the community to agree on anything, including the term idolater. Regarding my background specifically, I am 42. Most of my adult life has been spent in committed relationships, including an 8-year marriage that ended as many years ago. My foray into synthetics was meant to be an indulgence while I did some self-reflection and rebuilding following the end of my long-term marriage. It turned out to be so much more.
Oh, God. See, this is this
Paul,
is a trap.
This is you, dude.
No. I ain't falling into
42, Paul.
I don't want to be an idolater, man.
Give it a whirl, Paul.
No.
I can show you the world.
Nope.
Guys, time to start fucking dolls now.
No. With these three guys, what is the biggest misconception you encounter regarding people who love or have relationships with dolls?
I don't know. With synthetic beings, dude.
Sorry.
So Ludpruda says, beings is a stretch, but I do appreciate your open-mindedness. At least I love when the guy's like, they're not really beings.
I mean, yeah, they're not.
Just a woman-shaped cum receptacle, actually.
Most of these guys, when you actually talk to them, they're not like, the doll's alive. They're not
the
like,
the doll is real. I don't know. Some of those dudes were like, we stood up all night talking, and you know, we just came to the...
I can't speak for all of them, but most of them seem to be... Oh, read TJ. How about that?
Okay. You? I love reading TJ. My experience with misconceptions is somewhat limited. What I do see is mainly attributed to a stigma, which is based on ignorance. Anytime the subject of love dolls is approached in general, it is treated like a joke and treated as if love dolls are blow-up dolls for a bachelor party. Interestingly, people seem to ignore the fantasy aspect. They can enter into fantasy for role-play games, online and IRL, or in their own love life. But for whatever reason, they fail to see the possibility of fantasy with the beautiful, life-size synthetics. Over the last 20 years, I have interacted with a group of people who have chronically ill spouses. We approach the subject... So this ill spouse shit seems to be like a thing, I guess.
Yeah?
Wife's too old and sick to fuck, so I got me a doll.
I mean, whatever. At least they got something.
Yeah, you know? Better, I mean, like, you know, when you're fucking old as shit, you don't want to be jerking off in the bathroom when you need a fucking nut. Can't fuck your fucking old sick-ass wife, so you got to fuck a fucking fuck doll. Makes sense. It makes sense, Paul.
I'm fine with it.
I
don't got a problem with it.
Makes sense, Paul.
I don't got a problem with it.
That's a long question. Part of the reason I'm interested in learning about people who have relationships with synthetics is that one day I believe very realistic sex dolls will be available. As idolater culture seems quite niche, I expect the same to be true for people in human-robot relationships once high-tech sexualized robots hit the market, although I realize there are already communities of people attracted to robots. However, it's possible that as humans become more used to robots in everyday life, so too will they embrace sex robots. Robosexuality won't just be an interest of a small fraction of the population. So first, please let me know if you have any comments on that view. Also, second, would you prefer if your synthetics were robotic? And third, what features would you want in a robot sex partner?
Wow. Could you not have pared that one down a little bit?
Yeah, maybe that could have been a series of separate questions.
Nope. Just a one giant fucking rambling question.
Yes, I see gynoids as the end game, says Ludbruta. Ludpruta. TJ says, I too look forward to a gynoid robot companion. I have no intention of seeking an organic relationship
gynoid,
after my
dude?
Wife. Yeah, gynoid, dude. We are the gynoids. Fuck our pussies.
God damn it, man.
Robots, like, you can come in. Gynoid like power.
The dystopia is becoming so weird.
The dystopia is becoming... I don't know. How's it a dystopia? How is coming in a robot bitch a dystopia,
dude,
Paul?
They just don't want the baggage. Look, Paul, every relationship that you've ever been in your life that's been an actual sexual relationship has failed, dude.
Uh-huh.
Now you can have one. Now you can have a relationship, Paul, guaranteed not to fail.
No, this one would fail, too, because I would throw this thing in the dumpster.
I have no intention of seeking an organic relationship after my wife. I would cite many of the reasons stated by Lepruda, or maybe that's an I. No, it's an L.
What's an L?
Ludpruda. But mainly, at my age, I have zero interest in taking on someone else's family and their baggage. It's
Damn.
Like, fuck all that shit. Fuck all that human nonsense.
I just want to fuck my sex robot.
I just want a sex robot that I can fuck all day and night.
What's wrong with that, man? There ain't nothing wrong with it, Paul. Is it going to harm you if this guy fucks a sex robot?
Yeah. Maybe it will.
I think not. It's not. He's going to be fine, dude.
I'm not going to do it. No.
Paul, why are you so close-minded, Paul?
I just am. I'm a close-minded
individual.
Hello,
Paul. I am the Fuckatron 9000.
Look, Paul, it says right here.
I mean, okay, like, if they come up with a robotic one that looks completely indistinguishable, then yeah, sure, I'll probably try one out.
Pretty sexist.
But,
my sex doll is so much better than my real wife.
And why would it not be?
Why don't you dump your real wife and just do the sex doll thing?
Well, this guy
maybe
did.
He did. Masayuki Ozaki bounced back when the spark went out of his marriage by starting a new romance with a rubber sex doll he swears is the love of his life.
Sweet.
The ultra-realistic silicone dummy called Mayu shares his bed under the same roof as his wife and his teenage daughter in Tokyo, an unusual arrangement that triggered angry arguments before the family declared a delicate truce. Wow.
So the wife is still there?
I guess so. Ozaki, 45, said, "After my wife gave birth, we stopped having sex, and I felt a deep sense of loneliness. But the moment I saw Mayu in the showroom, it was love at first sight. My wife was furious when I first brought Mayu home. These days, she puts up with it reluctantly."
Well, I guess that's an improvement.
"When my daughter realized it wasn't a giant Barbie doll, she freaked out and said it was gross. But now she's old enough to share Mayu's clothes."
Well, his wife figured out. His wife figured out that he'll fuck Mayu and she doesn't have to fuck him anymore.
I feel like Mayu's clothes and your daughter's clothes should be separate.
That should always be separate clothes.
Probably so.
I love how this dude has to reluctantly bring his sex doll out every night and lay it around and eat with it. Does he bring it to dinner?
Yeah. Oh well, it says he even takes it out. Ozaki, who works as a physiotherapist, takes his doll out on dates in a wheelchair and dresses her in wigs, sexy clothes, and jewelry.
Okay.
He admits to being turned off by human relationships, adding during a seaside stroll with his rubber companion, "Japanese women are cold-hearted. They're very selfish. Men want someone to listen to them without grumbling when they get home from work. Whatever problems I have, Mayu is always there waiting for me. I love her to bits, and I want to be with her forever. I can't imagine going back to a human being. I want to be buried with her and take her to heaven."
Oh, shit.
Oh man, dude.
Holy
there's some images
shit.
If you want to look at those.
Yeah, I do. Is that the only one?
Yep, there's him walking with her.
Walking with Mayu. Oh, there we go.
Here, I think, yep.
Wow, there's him and Mayu looking at the fucking ocean or whatever the fuck.
What a beautiful sight. Oh, I think they're surfing, dude.
They're teaching Mayu to surf. You know?
Well, what's the different dude?
Hold up.
No!
What?
I just can't, man. No!
What are you saying, Scotty?
This is actually a different dude than the guy in the article.
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
This is different. You're right, it is.
It is.
This is Senji Nakajima enjoying surfing.
All look
doll,
the same,
Sayori.
TJ. Fucking racist.
I guess so. Here he is. Here's
a nice walk.
Here's another picture of Sayori. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Finally, a sex doll that'll turn you on, Paul. There you go. What's this? Oh, more pictures.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, wait, hold on. I love this guy right here. This dude looking at him like, okay, I need to not exist anymore.
Hey, can I take a picture and call you a freak on Facebook?
Sure.
Oh, look at this. That's a beautiful room right here.
I mean, he's probably got a lot of money because he... Well, I guess no. This is the dude.
Oh, Mayu isn't Ozaki's only sex doll.
Oh shit!
So like, that's just part of his sex doll harem. But Mayu's his favorite, obviously.
Oh, clearly.
I mean, they all look pretty much identically the same to me. But whatever, you know.
I'm sure they all have different personalities, TJ.
Yeah, you know, you can't
different rich personalities, Paul.
Yeah, super rich, detailed, awesome personalities. You know, that's how it goes. What else, Scotty?
Sorry, this fucking thing launched.
What is this thing? It's like the American
image.
Version.
Then we have the video Married to a Doll.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so we have three more videos I want you to play.
Cool. This is powerful stuff.
Yeah, just get past this crap.
Okay.
your school of thought that everything has some sort of spirit, whether it's animate or inanimate. If you have,
I like when they get philosophical with shit.
This is Dave something, Ken speaking.
An object that's been well loved, well appreciated for a long time, that thing will have its own spirit.
Oh, he needed to dust that one. Look at that. You see that?
Yeah, it's dusty, filthy,
dude.
Yeah, look at all the dust. Take care. If you fucking think it has its own spirit and personality, don't let it get fucking dust all over it. Show some respect.
That thing will have its own spirit and its own personality. There are some people who are just afraid of dolls or robots or whatever, but it's like,
hello.
Why?
Hello.
Why?
Why? Because they, I don't know, dude, they lack humanity, but they appear outwardly human. It's creepy. It's like a fucking doppelganger kind of feeling when you look at one of these things.
You feel like they're coming for you?
Yeah, like the eyes, like it feels like they're looking at you, but they can't move or they're not supposed to move.
Coming to get you, Paul.
Would you feel better if they were moving?
Yeah, honestly, because then I could predict what was going on and shit. But no. Like the fact that they're, I don't know. That's it creeps me out.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It makes sense to me. Living with a doll doesn't make a whole lot of sense from my perspective.
She was my first. She's like a realization of like so many dreams I've had. She and I will always be married, and Elena is our mistress. This would be Muriel, and I don't want to treat her like a thing, and I won't. But it's just there's just not as much of a connection with her.
Of course.
Yeah, maybe you should let her move on to another relationship. You know.
There have been a couple of instances where people are just like, yeah, you're fucking nuts. You're talking to a doll and thinking it's your wife or your girlfriend or whatever. Uh-huh. You know, these guys are creepy. They're what's wrong with society. They're why women are being oppressed.
Okay,
I would think you're actually, like, I think you're the opposite of why women are being oppressed, because you're kind of just channeling it all into a doll, so.
Yeah, you're not really participating.
You've completely
in that
removed
game.
Yourself from that economy, so how could they have a problem with it?
Yeah, I feel like you've kind of said, I'm done with women. I fuck dolls now.
Yeah, I don't
so,
go...
like, you're the opposite of the problem in that regard, as I'm concerned.
I feel like that last little quote from him is telling in these guys, because I feel like he made this huge leap from, this is creepy, and I don't like this, these guys are weird. I think all of those things are true about people that are in these types of relationships. But then he jumps directly to, they're what's wrong with society. You know, it's like, no. It's not, nobody, we're not putting all that onto this. You can be creeped out by this and still not care that it's going on.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, he's trying to conflate those things. As,
yeah, I mean, it's like,
thing.
It's your business. You know, you want to go
yeah,
fuck
like,
the dolls.
Look, dude, if you want to have a relationship with a doll, I mean, I don't believe it's a real relationship, but that's up to you. If that makes you happy and it's not hurting anyone else, I mean, you're free to live whatever life you want to lead. Like that. When it's
and it
that.
Got yeah. to the point where it was just like, you know what? I just need to take a break from the internet for a month because I can't handle this.
That's a good question. How much acceptance do you need?
That is a very good question.
I don't know when this is, but that's my father in a tuxedo. And the way we are having a relationship is not healthy for one, and it's making me feel awful for another. But if I were to say, okay, guess what? This is what I'm into. Here's a doll. Here she is. I think that would be like, get that thing out of my house. And he might actually turn violent.
Before you go anywhere, if you aren't already coming to our meetup, Friday, September 6th, 2019, at the Howling Wolf in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Nolan, boy!
Oh, my, boy!
Then what
oh,
the fuck are you doing with your life? You have two options. You got a $20 option and a $60 option. $60 option is VIP. That means you get to come in like an hour early and chill with us in a smaller group setting.
Free booze!
Wait, oh yeah, that's right. Free booze.
For the VIPs, there's
that's
free
true.
Booze!
I mean, how do you turn that down?
Free draft beer! But free well liquor!
Gee, Wilkers, Paul, I just turned 18. I surely can't go, right?
No, absolutely you can go. This is an 18-plus meetup, a highly requested
wow.
feature that I don't know that we've done many 18-plus. We've done a couple. So if you're under the drinking age, you just got to get your I'm a Young Kid band on your fucking wrist, and you can come right in if you're 18-plus. Come on in. You can watch everybody else get drunk and hang out with a bunch of neckbeards. And, lest we forget, this is the time to become a patron. There's more shit on your plate as a Pessimist Productions patron now than at any time in the history. We are about to breach 5,000 patrons, which means...
But, Paul, I am a serial killer and murder people for a living.
We don't
Can
give
I
a
still
shit.
Become a patron?
Absolutely. Your fucking money spends just as well as anybody else's.
Wow.
I'm so hungry for content, Paul. Is there lots of content to feast upon?
Well, listen, you could go to the other meager offerings on your plate and on Patreon, or you could come to the fucking buffet, the most fucking content you're going to get from $5 out of any independent creator. And if you want to call me wrong, I challenge you to show me somebody that works harder than these neckbeards to fill your plate with juicy, heaping piles of steaming, cheesy, gravy-covered content week in and week out. In fact, I'll tell you, if we get one complaint from our patrons, it's no more. I can't eat another bite of steaming, delicious content. But you know what? We funnel it down their fucking throats anyway.
Oh, no, please, Paul, not more content.
You eat it, bitch! Come see us in September, September 6th at the Howlin' Wolf. Link down in the description. Become a patron right now. Link down in the description for that, too. Quit living a double life, okay? Come out to your families and friends as a true fucking fan of the best podcast that anyone has ever conceived of, let alone filmed and delivered on a fucking consistent schedule.